just one halakha review using a dishwasher. The question is twofold. Using a dishwasher during the year for milk and meat dishes, and then using a dishwasher on Pesach. We'll discuss the yearly use of a dishwasher first. The usual way we use it is we put kelim in the dishwasher. Usually we rinse them off first, you know, superficially. There might be some stuff that's still, you know, attached to the keli. And then we put it in the racks. The soap is put into the dispenser, special soap, detergent for washing dishes, and then it fills up with hot water. And it sprays the dishes and cleans them. Of course, that drains, and then it fills up again with a second level of water, which is the rinsing. The water gets very hot, probably over 155 degrees Fahrenheit. The question is over here, can I use the same dishwasher for both milk and meat? I'm not talking simultaneously, I'm talking one after the other. Hakam Yitzhak in the Yalkut Yosef in Agalat Kelim basically says that as long as there's not too much mamashut, too much actual basar or halam on the dishes, meaning you clean them superficially enough, and you use detergent, it'll be okay to use it for milk and meat, not at the same time. Because basically what's happening is, whatever's going into the water is already pagum. Whatever's going to the walls is already pagum. The taste is foul because of the detergent. And therefore, whatever will come out after, if you use, milk first, then use meat dishes after, whatever comes out, it's going to be pagum already because it went into the wall pagum. Basically, the heter over here is pagum because of the sabon, because of the soap. Based on a maran that's matir, to put ashes in water as well in order to pogam it, which will not allow a basar b'chalav mixture to take place. Rav Moshe alav Hashem was matir for different reasons in many, many different places in the Gerot Moshe. Kamitzhak quotes it in Mo'adim, Pesach, Knach Bet, when he talks about Agalat Kelim. So therefore, the halakha, it will be permissible to use a dishwasher and switch from meat to milk as long as you clean the dishes properly where there's not a lot of mamashut there. Because if there's a lot of mamashut, we're worried that maybe the soap will not be pogemet because it's a significant amount. But if it's a small amount of traces of the food, we could assume that the soap already is going to make it not ra'u l'achilat kelev, and therefore it does not become basar b'halav, and therefore we have no problems. The halakha, when it comes to Pesach, technically it should be enough just to clean the grates and make sure there's no chametz in the dishwasher, which usually shouldn't be. Maybe on the bottom some stuff falls. So one should make a thorough cleaning of the dishwasher. And then he says, miyoto, if you want to run it one cycle with some detergent, and just so it gets cleaned again with an empty cycle without any dishes in it, that would be a good chumrah. And then it would be permissible to use the dishwasher, just like you use it all year long. You'd be allowed to use it for Pesach as well.